Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Monday, March 16th. Okay, here's something you can spend time doing if you're stuck at home. Try to refinance your mortgage. Whee! Sounds like fun, doesn't it? Well, I mean, it could be worse, right? Look, mortgage refinancing applications spiked about 80% 2 weeks ago in response to a sudden dramatic drop in the interest rate. Average 30-year fixed interest rates dropped to 3.29%. That's the lowest since mortgage buyer Freddie Mac started tracking it in 1971, according to the Associated Press. Some 11 million Americans with mortgages could save money by refinancing, according to Bankrate. Earlier this month, you know, about 100 years ago in coronavirus time, the New York Times predicted that the opportunity to sell millions of loans would be a boon to the country's largest mortgage lenders. Now, those are respectively Quicken Loans and Wells Fargo. Quicken launched its digital-only Rocket Mortgage in 2015 with its ad campaign push-button Get Mortgage. The company disrupted the state industry and rapidly rose to the top, as rockets do. By 2019, Quicken was the country's number one mortgage originator with more than $140 billion in loan volume, according to trade publication Inside Mortgage Finance. Wells Fargo was number two with about $95 billion in funded mortgages. The New York Times predicts that the surge in refinance applications will be good for lenders. However, ultra-low interest rates also put pressure on lenders' profits. And of course, the picture couldn't be more unpredictable or complicated because of other economic factors, like a potential recession that could force some people to default on all kinds of loans. That would also reduce bank earnings, clearly. So says the Wall Street Journal in a story gloomily entitled, "Everything is Awful All at Once for U.S. Banks." But we digress. Now, it would seem to be a great time to refinance. Kinda. A couple of reasons to think maybe not so much. First, the process could be time-consuming, right? Second, those historically low rates quickly became harder to find. Last week, the average rate rose slightly, but the rates lenders were actually offering spiked on March 11th. By March 12th, it was hard, but not impossible, to find a lender advertising a 30-year fixed rate under 4%. Ben Lane, a writer with the online site HousingWire, suggested that some lenders are inflating their advertised mortgage rates to try to stem the tidal wave of mortgage applications. One lender told CNBC just that. They were advertising rates as high as 7%. But if you could get through to a mortgage processor, you might get a loan for less than 3%. The inflation stemmed from lenders' need to process the flood of applications they've already received. Not an easy task. Many had shrunk their staffs over the past several months, anticipating higher interest rates. The perfect storm, fewer workers, more applications, left lenders overwhelmed. Matt Weaver, who's vice president of sales at Cross Country Mortgage, told CNBC that it's absolute pandemonium. Those are his words. He likened the activity at his company to Home Depot during a hurricane. Wells Fargo said it's hiring additional employees and shifting workers from other departments, according to the AP. But the surge is also putting pressure on related professionals like appraisers and title firms. You have to have both to close a loan, right? Kevin Williams of Gainesville Appraisal Service in Florida says some appraisers overwhelmed by business are turning down complex assignments. They're also avoiding appraising rural properties to save on drive time. With appraisal times stretching out, some lenders are paying rush fees to speed up reports, Williams says. So, did you miss the window for low rates? Maybe not. The Mortgage Bankers Association predicts that 30-year fixed rates will hover around 3.4% for the rest of the year. What you can actually get, though, may depend on the labor force and whether lenders like Wells Fargo, Quicken, and the multitude of smaller companies can keep up. But look, none of this is written in stone. The truth of the economy right now, you just can't predict much. Peter Warden edits the online publication Mortgage Reports, talking about forecasts. He reminds readers of a remark made by the late economist John Kenneth Galbraith. The only function of economic forecasting is to make astrology look respectable. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Okay, so the economy, the entire world is unpredictable right now, but we're not. We're going to be here with you day in and day out. So take a second and subscribe for free, would you? I'm David Brown, and we will be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.